Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so if you're listening live right now, give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press the number 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air with us. 714-816-4628. To join us in the chat room at psychictalk.live. Joining me today as my co-host, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy whatever this show this is. What show is this?
Psychic Friday.
Psychic Friday. I got
there
my Fridays mixed up. Where
Psychic
am I?
Psychic Saturday.
What day of the week
Psychic
is it?
Friday. Oh boy. Well, normally my co-host today is the fabulous Dr. Rose Wilkerson. She is a intuitive life coach, a producer here on the network. She works at the Pillai Center and does all that fabulous, you know, Vedic meditations and techniques, mantras, all that great stuff. Unfortunately, Rose is a little under the weather, and so she couldn't make it onto the show today. So Mary volunteered. Here's Mary.
Hi. I'm so sad she's feeling badly. I don't know if I've ever told her this, but I think it is so epically cool that she works there. That is like the coolest place. I get their newsletter, all good stuff. No wonder she knows so much.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and so we're going to send some healing energy out to her. Let's send Archangel Raphael. She's got a cold, you know, and we're actually taking next Friday off because she's got something she needs to do, and I've got a bunch of things to do, and it's like, hey, you know, rather than get another co-host to join me, we're just going to take the day off. We've been going, you know, straight through, solid, no days off.
Yeah,
no,
every
Friday. So we're going to take next Friday off. And I told Rose today, I said, hey, you know, our next show is 2 weeks away. It's March 1st, so it gives you 2 weeks to recover. Because let me tell you, when I had my cold a month or two or so ago, oh, my God, it lasted over 2 weeks.
I remember that. Yeah, that was forever.
It was just crazy. So here's wishing her a speedy recovery, and she'll be back,
yes.
And I'll be back on March 1st, Friday, March 1st. And, what's really exciting is we're going to be introducing to you our brand new co-host on Friday, Kathy Shogren.
Oh, yes. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, Kathy's going to start joining us. She's going to join us starting March 1st, and you're going to get a prequel, though. You're going to get to hear her this Sunday. This Sunday, she'll be on Angelic Realms with Sharona and Maria, and she is their angelic, or I should say, she is their angel practitioner spotlight guest on the show.
Mm.
They're going to be interviewing Kathy. You're going to get to learn all about Kathy, everything that she does. She does soul realignment. She's a certified angel practitioner through the IAP, through Maria's course, and a whole bunch of other stuff that she does. And you're going to learn all about it this Sunday. And then tune in on Friday, March 1st, when she becomes a co-host here on Friday. So we're really excited about that, Mary.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep. Yep. So we are a live call-in show, and it's open lines on Fridays and Saturdays. In fact, Mary and I will be back tomorrow because we have our regular show to do. I get to be on the air 2 days in a row with you, Mary. I'm loving this. So tomorrow, Saturday, February 16th, how are those New Year's resolutions working out for you, huh? So it's our Psychic Saturday show. Yeah, I know. This is the time of the year to take a look at that. It's like, there's statistics out there. I forget them off the top of my head where, you know, by this point, you know, halfway through February, 98% of people's New Year's resolutions have they've not been accomplished, and you've given up.
I got derailed. That's the way I look at it. I just got a little bit derailed. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. On mine.
Great.
Just slightly off track. I'm gonna get back on track.
And we can use tomorrow's show to try to get people back on track. And give them a few things, you know, to get them going. You can tell your story. It's going to be great, you know, and we'll talk a little bit about that word resolutions and how it's been kind of co-opted. And I often say it's really setting intentions and goals for the year, not resolutions, because, you know, the original definition of resolutions kind of gone out the window. We'll talk about that all tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. Yeah. But you can call in. It's open lines, and you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Or you can get a mini reading. And you could just ask questions. You know, we love the questions like, how does this work in tarot or numerology and things like
that. What is the meaning of life? Yeah. I love those questions.
Yeah, I mean it's much more fun, you know, for everyone. Not that I don't like doing the, you know, personal questions. Those are fine too, you know, life, love, career, you know, that's what we're here for, to help people with, you know. But every once in a while somebody just comes on with this great question, and we have a lot of fun with that. So I'm going to give out the phone number one more time here, Mary, 714-816-4628. And when you dial in, press number one on your dial pad. Also, join us in the chat room. I know Charlotte's in there and you're in there, but it's kind of crickets today. It's really quiet today. Catherine's jumping in.
Everybody's recovering.
Hi, Catherine. Yeah, they're all recovering from Valentine's Day. We should talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. Also, we thought Rose and I, we had decided on this mini topic a few weeks ago because we're, you know, doing the month of love here. And we thought, hey, let's talk about couples numerology, you know, compatible and challenge numbers in numerology. So we're going to be talking about that today as well. Awesome. How was your Valentine's Day?
My Valentine's Day was fun. You know, like, I don't know, like you know, we kind of like just getting away from the hubbub, basically, of you know, every place you go is, like, totally packed. You know, every place is busy. People are buzzing around. And I like the spirit of it. Like, I love going to, like, the grocery store that has, like, a big floral department, because you see all these men, like, every kind of, you know, age group, everybody's like, they're all walking around the flowers, scratching their heads, like, should I get this one? Should I get that one? I love it. It's so much fun to see. And it's like the spirit of love. But yeah, my favorite thing to do is get my favorite Thai hot and sour soup and get some sushi and watch TV with my dogs and my cuddly husband. How about you? What'd you do for Valentine's?
There you go. Totally nothing. It was totally uneventful. I have these things I have to do on Saturday. I'm going out Saturday, and that's when I'll see Doug. So, you know, we're kind of holding off till Saturday.
Well, that's cool too. You know, I think it's funny because it's like, a friend of mine had posted something, you know. You know how sometimes your friends post something and you're like, that can't possibly be true, you know. And so what do? I'd like either Google it, you know, or go to Wikipedia. And a friend had posted something about, you know, St. Valentine sent love letters, you know, to his sweetheart while he was in prison. And I was like, what? That can't possibly be true. And I looked up Valentine's Day, and, you know, it's like, nobody really knows which Saint Valentine it's supposed to be associated with. Nobody's really sure about that. And it didn't even become associated, you know, Saint Valentine didn't even, or Valentine's Day didn't become associated with romantic love until Chaucer, you know, and that's like, you know, 1,000 years later, you know, it's like, you know, like tons, you know, really, really later on. And it's kind of funny because even then, the date wasn't necessarily February 14th. He may have been referring to like the more the end of February, you know. So it's just kind of funny how we put so much stock in these, you know, our modern kind of mythology, you know, of what happened way back then. And yeah, so I think, you know, February 14th or February 16th or whenever, as long as, you know, you're celebrating, you know, your relationships, you take a moment to like show appreciation and feel the love, I think it doesn't matter when it is.
That's right. In fact, we've been doing shows related to love and relationships and Valentine's all month long. I'm calling it the month of love. It's the
whole
month.
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a little later in the show, we're going to get into couples numerology, talk about compatibility numbers, challenge numbers, things like that. But let's take a phone call, see who's been waiting the longest here. It looks like area code 631. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York. My name is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm doing fine. Pretty good. A lot of work.
Pretty good.
Like everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm swamped. I totally feel you. Wow. I didn't even have, like I was saying earlier, Rosemary, I didn't even have time to take off, you know, for Valentine's Day. You know? Oh, boy.
I didn't hear you. I accidentally
That's
hit
okay.
my. Could you still hear me? Oh, I hit my hold button.
Oh, no. We hear you good. We hear you good. What do you want to chat about today?
Well, I was going to chat about myself.
About what?
Myself. No, I'm only joking.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
So tell me about you.
Oh, God. That would take a very long time. But anyway, I was just wondering maybe with career, what you see with that or both. I'm working on a couple of different things, and, you know, they're both kind of a little slow at the point at this time. Moving.
Things are moving slow, and you're wondering if it's going to pick up when it comes to career.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I also a project too that I'm working on. But go ahead. I mean, whatever you see, you know.
Well, the cards I'm getting seem to be talking about the project, or you know, some kind of thing where it's not a job, or you're working for somebody else or something like that. It's working for you.
Well, it's a nonprofit, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, basically, the main focus card is the Knight of Cups, and often that means good news is coming in regarding this. Now, cups are emotions, and right away, the first thing that I thought of, the first gut instinct I had was talking about emotional stability and how do I put it here? Something that's emotionally satisfying.
Right. Well, yeah, it's a heartfelt project, so I guess that would
yes.
qualify. Right. Yeah, that's what it is.
And And it's looking really, really good. I mean, right after that, I get the world card. You know, you can't, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Completion, you know, recognition, triumph. You know, you can't get a better card for that. So it is looking really good. And I got the Nine of Pentacles, which is, again, satisfaction and financial reward and self-reliance. It's a card. I call it the self-made woman card, the card of the female entrepreneur. It seems to be hinting that you might be going in that direction, either with that project or something develops out of it, or something along those lines is what's showing up here.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, it sounds good.
And in regards to that, there's And, you know, there seems to be some kind of windfall that's going to come. It's kind of unexpected. It's a card about the, you know, the generosity of others. And, you know, it looks like something's going to come through, whether you're, you know, waiting for additional funds for the project or a loan or some kind of assistance or charity or something. Something's going to be coming through.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been waiting for that. So maybe it's on the horizon now. Oh,
it looks like
great.
It is. So let's check in with Mary and see. Mary, did you pull some cards on this, or are you getting anything?
Well, I was shuffling and three cards fell out, so I'm just going to go with that because I feel
awesome.
Like if it, you know, if it falls on the floor, it comes to the door, right? And so the first card, and this is from the Divine Energy Oracle deck, and the first card says, "Nurture yourself first," you know. So whatever it is that, you know, maybe, you know, if there's anything you've been kind of neglecting when it comes to self-care, you know, whether that's just even taking some time to breathe, you know, or, you know, indulging a little bit in a nice, like, you know, the bubble bath or something, you know, you want to do that nurturing of yourself a little bit. And then the other two cards are kind of, maybe they'll make more sense to you. The card after that says, "Claim your art." So, you know, what this card is about basically is almost like saying, like, hey, you know, you're good at something and you know what it is, and step into those shoes, you know, of like, this is mine. I rule this. I rock. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at this.
Right, okay.
Claim that. And then after that, it says, make a plan. So to me, that sort of ties in with, you know, that kind of entrepreneurial thing Dax was bringing up. I'm like, maybe that's something, you know, on the horizon that has to do with, you know, of course, you know, we should take care of yourself first, nurture yourself first.
Right.
There's something that you really maybe are really good at that maybe you should, you know, be planning to, you know, take it out there and see how it goes.
Sounds very interesting. I have to think about it a little bit, of course, but I'm sure I have a few ideas, yeah. Well, that sounds great. I really appreciate you taking the time and pulling those cards for me.
Thanks for calling
absolutely.
In, Rosemary.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, and have a nice weekend, both of you.
You too.
You too.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Oh, that's a good first call. So that opens another line at 714-816-4628. Give us a call, folks. Get in there, and we'd love to chat with you. 714-816-4628. Remember to press number 1 on your dial pad. You can also join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. There's a player on there where every day you can come on and listen to the show. There's even a link to open all the show times. So around the globe, you can find out when the show is starting where you are. It's awesome. One of our new features. And then if you scroll down below the player, you're going to find the chat room, and you can jump in there with us. You can ask questions in the chat room. You can ask for a mini reading in the chat room. You can comment on the show. You can put in your 2 cents. It's all right there, psychictalk.net/live. But we'd love to chat with you on the phone line. So call in 714-816-4628. And that number is good for all of our shows all week long. So write it down, store it in your pad, store it in your phone. because we're here nearly every day. In fact, over the next, 10, 15 days in a row, or 13 days in a row or something like that, Mary, we have a show every single day.
Awesome.
So tune in, and you're going to be on a bunch of them, because you're on today's show. You're going to be on tomorrow with me, but you're also with Cooch on Wednesday, aren't you?
I know. It's like the week of me. I feel sorry for everybody.
Oh, we can
now,
never
I'm
have
excited.
Too much Mary Brown.
Well, I love doing Psychic Saturdays, and I had Cooch on my show, the Mystical Musings show, the first Saturday in February. You can find that at Archive. And we had a blast, and then she invited me on hers, so we're kind of continuing the love fest for this month of love.
That's right, and I was talking to Cooch the other day. She said you guys are going to talk about love and whatever else comes up on Wednesday, so it's going to be a great show. Great show.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Let's talk a little bit about couples numerology here. To start things off, before we get into the discussion, I want to give everybody their free PDF download. That's right. You get a free PDF download today. Yes, yes. All you got to do is open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/numberschart. Once again, that is psychictalk.net/numberschart. Now, if you're listening to this in archive, the page that you're listening it on, if you scroll up, you're going to see a link right to it. And you can just click on that link there. It's our numbers compatibility chart that we're giving out to everybody free today. Handy little cheat sheet where it has all 9 numbers in classical numerology, Pythagorean numerology. And they're natural match numbers, compatible numbers, challenge numbers, and neutral numbers for that energy, or some people like to call it vibration. So on the chart, I listed it as the 1 vibration, the 2 vibration, the 3 vibration. Now, what most people are looking at is they're looking at the life path number. But there's actually a whole chart. There's 9 numbers in your numerology chart. So to analyze compatibility, you really have to look at the whole chart. But at least you can start with the life path. And for that, you only need the person's birth date. So you're out at the bar, right? On your phone or your pad, you have the numbers connection chart, you just say, "So what is your birthday?" And then you just add all the numbers across and keep. And, you'll get a double or a triple digit, keep adding those numbers until you get a single digit. Like my birthday, June 16th, 1964. And you keep adding that across. And actually, just for fun, I'm going to put it in the handy dandy numerology calculator here. So 6/16/1964, you add that up, you get 33. 3 plus 3 is 6. So I'm going to look at 6, the 6 vibration on this chart here. My natural matches are obviously other 6s, but also 3s and 9s, because 3, 6, and 9 are the subset of the 9 numbers that are the communication and creativity numbers. So I'm a natural match to any of those 3 numbers, and I'm compatible with 2, 4s, and 8s. 2, 4, and 8, those are the business numbers in numerology. Now, the challenge numbers are 1, 5, and 7, and those are the mind numbers in numerology. So I have a little challenge with those. Okay. Now, here's an interesting thing, Mary. So Doug, his life path is a 7. So there's a little bit of a challenge there. Yeah. But when you look at all the other numbers in his chart, we have a lot of things that match up, and it makes us compatible. So that's what I was talking about. You have to look at all 9 numbers, but at least you can get kind of an idea by looking at their life path number, take their whole birth date, reduce it to a single digit. Another thing you can do is take just their month and day. Okay, so for me, that is June 16th, so it's 6/16, which adds up to 13. 1 + 3 = 4. That's my attitude number. Another very powerful, not as powerful as the life path, but a very powerful number in numerology. So just from their birth date, you can get their life path number and their attitude number, and you can take your life path and your attitude, and you can see if there's any toxic numbers there, any challenge numbers or compatible numbers. But like I said, you know, you really need the whole chart. You know, it's kind of like in astrology, and I always preface this by saying I'm not an astrologer. I know nothing about astrology except for really basic stuff, you know. But the sun sign, a lot of people go, well, I'm a Gemini and they're a Scorpio. What does that mean, right? You know?
Yeah.
And well, I'm an Aries and they're a Taurus. We're not going to get along, you know, that kind of thing. But you really have to look at the whole natal chart of both people to do a real analysis. Yeah. But people still like to do that. Yeah.
I have a question. Because, okay, so when you're doing this, like, compatibility thing, because, like, my life path number is 22, and my husband's is an 11. So so I just reduced mine to a 4 and his to a 2, even though they're master numbers?
Yes, actually you do both. And as you guys remember, when I was doing my date, it added up to 33, 3 + 3 = 6, but 33 is a master number. And I kind of wasn't going to get into it, but because you brought it up, let's throw that out there. You know, it's rare that people get master numbers. And the way that works is you add up the numbers in your birth date, and if you, before the final reduction, like for me, it's 3 + 3 = 6. That's the final reduction to a single digit. If you get a number like 33, a double digit number, so 11, 22, 33, or 44, and you're never going to get 55, 66, 77, 88, 99. And the reason for that is those master numbers only exist in the ethereal plane, in the spiritual realm, whereas 11, 22, 33, and 44 do exist in the material realm. 11s are a little more common, though, you know, still all master numbers are rare, but 11 is the most common. 22 is rarer. Is that a word? Rarer than 11. 33s are really rare. 44s are almost non-existent. You know, these are people that it's the master manifestor number, and people that have 44 life paths, they can literally manifest anything, you know, and that's really rare. You know, I wish we had the real birth date of, we actually might have the birth date of the original Buddha, but we don't have it for Jesus, you know. But some of these people that are known for doing miracles and manifesting things out of thin air and, you know, stuff like that, I wouldn't be surprised.
They can levitate.
If they're not. I bet they're 44s. I'm just throwing that out there, you know. So if the person is a life pet, like you're a 22-4, and he's an 11-2. So what you do is you look at both. That's what you do. And so the first thing you want to look at is you want to look at the single-digit vibration. So you're a 4. Your natural match numbers are 2, 4, and 8. So you're a natural match. You and Perry are natural matches. But let's say you weren't, and actually I don't think that's actually possible with those. Well, let's see. 33 is a 6, like Mayan, which is compatible with an 11, which is 22, which is 2, and 22, which is 4, and then 44 reduces to 8, and I'm compatible with that. Okay, so I'm a natural match with other 33s, but also with 11s, 22s. You see where I'm going with that? All numbers are compatible. Yes, yes. That's the magic of it. So if you're an 11, so you're a 2 vibration, you know, and you're a natural match to 2 fours and 8s, well, a 44 master number is an 8. And a 33 is a 6. 2s are compatible with 6s, so that's good. But they're also natural matches to 22, which reduces to 4, and other 11s that reduces to 2. So there's the answer to your question. All master numbers are compatible or are natural matches or at least compatible.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. So actually, I'm glad you brought that question up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys are definitely a natural matches. Yeah, go ahead.
And then I always wonder, does it mean anything? Like, is there any other significance to things too? Like, if you have the same number, Harry and I, our birthdays are totally different, but we have the same attitude number. We're both 8s.
Right. So.
Is that better to be the same? Because you know how sometimes, if you're the same, is it good?
That's where you have to do the analysis, and that's where the art of numerology comes in. You know, we're talking about numbers and adding things and reducing and all this stuff. It sounds very scientific, and it is. It's a science, but it's also an art. And the art form comes in the analysis, taking a look at the numbers and so forth. Generally, the same numbers are good to get because you're going to be in the same frame of mind. You know, 8s want to have that stability. You know, structure is the number 4 in numerology. 8 is just double 4, if you want to think of it that way, see. And so 8s, the one thing with 8 that I tell people is that there's no gray area with 8. With all the other numbers, there's gray area in between. But with 8, it's black and white. You know, either money slips through your fingers or you're really good with money, one or the other. So typically, people that have Life Path 8 or Attitude 8, and those are the two numbers, that and also your destiny number, those are the three you'd, heavily look at as far as this kind of thing. Normally, if you went over to somebody's house that is an 8, you're going to see the Wall Street Journal, you're going to see Forbes sitting there, they're going to have their day trading program open on their laptop, that kind of thing. But people don't always work the energy in the positive. They'll work it in the negative too. And that's where the rub comes in, because just because you're an 8 life path doesn't mean you're going to work it in the positive and have abundance and be successful and financially like you're supposed to be. You might be going the opposite direction, and find it a challenge to hold on to money and to grow money and things along those lines, so let's say somebody has an 8 life path or an 8 attitude and they're working it in the negative, and you have an 8 and you're working it in the positive. That's where the challenge could come in, even though it's natural match numbers.
But see,
because
you
know,
need a numerologist.
That's why you need a numerologist. But see, you can help the person get with the flow, be going downstream with you, following the flow instead of paddling upstream, which is usually what they're doing, if they're working the energy in the negative,
That makes a lot of sense.
That's where the analysis part comes in, and it's why you have to look at all 9 numbers, because you might have an attitude number that, they have an 8, and let's look at our handy-dandy chart. So I'm going to bring up 8 here. And so challenge numbers are 3, 7, and 9. So let's say your attitude number or your life path number is an 8, and their life path or attitude is a 3, a 7, or 9. Okay, so that's a challenge number. But then somewhere else in their chart, they might have like 2 8s. And so that's where the compatibility will lie. And then you're going to look at the challenge of, you know, where's the rub with those energies? And, you know, that's where you really need a numerologist to take a look at this kind of thing. You know, you can kind of work your way through it if you know how to calculate all 9 numbers and you have this handy dandy chart that we've given out to everybody. By the way, if you haven't grabbed the chart yet, or if you're just joining us, again, it's psychictalk.net/numberschart. psychictalk.net/numberschart. At least it gives you somewhere to begin with, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's super cool.
Yep. And there's another thing I wanted to mention about this stuff is that a lot of numerologists, they call challenge numbers toxic. They call them toxic numbers. There's some numerologists that if you go to them and they're doing a compatibility analysis on your chart and someone else's, and, you know, they see these toxic numbers, they're going to go, yeah, don't even try it. You know?
It's like, why waste it? Why waste your life, right?
Yes, yes. But I'm one of the few numerologists that don't look at it that way. I prefer to call toxic numbers, I prefer to call them challenge numbers. Because all
that's
of these
nicer.
Challenges, you know, all these challenges can be overcome, because once you do the numerology charts and the analysis and then figure out where there could be some rub there, then you're forearmed and forewarned. So now you're able to avoid those altogether, or at least you're able to deal with them as they come up. And you can have a conversation with the person. It's like, okay, this is why you feel this way, and this is why I feel this way on a topic. And by the way, you know, we're talking about the month of love, but it doesn't have to be love relationships that you do these compatibility analyses on. You can get your chart and the chart of your boss, a coworker, your kids, your parents, your siblings, as well as your significant other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let me just tell you a little bit about these numbers real quick.
Okay.
I kind of threw it out there, you know, compatible, neutral. You know, what does all that mean? Well, compatible numbers are numbers that you get along with, but you might still have to explain some of your actions to them, but you're generally compatible. The natural match numbers, okay, those are the numbers where it's the same number, like I'm a life path 6 and they're a life path 6, or they're from the same group of numbers, like 3, 6, and 9 for me. So other 6s, 3s, and 9s are the natural matches. And, you know, they just get you. You know, you have a natural automatic connection. You meet another 6, and you're a 6, and you meet a 6. It's going to be a natural flow, and the relationship just, you know, there's an immediate understanding. Whereas the compatible numbers, you're compatible with them, but there may be a thing or two here that you might have to explain. And, you know, generally they're going to enjoy your company. They're going to be willing to work things out with you. If a relationship gets off track, whether it's a friend relationship or a familial or career related. And then there's a neutral. And by the way, you know, people do this. They go to numerologists when they're going to go to a meeting at a corporation where they're setting up a contract with this corporation, and they'll, you know, go on the person's website or Google them or what have you and find out some of their personal details, like their birth date, you know, and they'll take this information to a numerologist, the principals in the deal, you know, find out where the problems are going to be, how they look at things, and therefore how they can circumvent, you know, their they might have, you know, a problem with the contract or what have you, and you know, by analyzing ahead of time that they can figure those things out. And, you know, people in corporations are not going to admit this in public, But they do this, folks. They get numerologists, they get astrologers, they have people. Some companies are so big and powerful, they actually have these people on staff. They have staff astrologers, staff numerologists, staff psychics. They would never admit this in public. Remote viewers. I actually interviewed the head of a remote viewing firm, and he works for some of the biggest corporation, as well as the military and other governmental agencies. And he's and his corporation, his company is on staff, have staff contracts with major corporations. And he can't tell us, of course, what they are, you know. But Facebook, Google, you probably know, you know, Microsoft,
yeah.
You know, and they would never admit this, you know. And he said that on the radio show, you know, that they have non-disclosure agreements and all this stuff they have to sign. They can never say that they're working for these companies. The companies, they don't want this to come out in the public, but they actually do. Have either on staff or have contracted with companies that are remote viewers, astrologers, numerologists, and psychics. Just
oh yeah, you know, they don't want to let people know where the magic lies. How are they doing so well? and it's true though, because it's the same way with media training. You know, like when. Celebrities, you know, that are so cool on late night TV show, and you see their interview and you think, wow, they're just awesome. They're on. And it's like, they'll never tell you that they spent like 6 months with the media trainer to learn how to do that, because you don't want to look behind the curtain. They don't want you to look behind the curtain, because it takes the magic away.
And more recently in the last 5 years or so, they need those media trainers, because a lot of these celebrities are going off the handle and they're not following the script. But yes, it's, you know, media trainers, but they also go and see their own personal numerologist, psychic,
life coaches,
tarot readers, numerologists, you know, to know what they're going into in the first place. You know, if they're going to be on with I don't know who's a big interviewer right now. I'm trying to think. Yeah, who does interview shows now? I was going to say Jay Leno, but you know it.
With Jimmy Fallon still on? Jimmy Kimmel, the Jimmys. You know.
Oh, Kimmel.
Great if you're on James Corden show.
So they're going to you know, all their information is widely available on the internet. You know, they're just going to go on the internet. They're going to get their birth name, their birth date, and everything. They're going to go to their numerologist and have them analyze these people and know and say, okay, you know, you're a six, they're a five. This is how you're going to talk to them.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So before we go back to phone calls, a couple of other things. One is you may have seen in the chart. It's kind of rare. But there's a few times in the chart where what numbers come up that are called neutral numbers. And the neutral numbers are a vibration that you will feel indifferent about at first. And then as the relationship grows, it can grow one way or the other, you see. So, you know, usually it gravitates to one extreme or the other, you know, or it paces or it's all out war, you know. And the main thing with neutral numbers is you don't know which way it's going to go. You just have to experience it on a case-by-case basis. But again, there's the other numbers in the chart to take a look at, you know. So if you have a neutral number, and let me see where there's a neutral number. So you're a vibration 5 and they're a vibration 8. Let's say life path.
Mm-hmm.
8 is a neutral number to 5, you know, so avoid jumping to conclusions. Now the challenge numbers, you know, which a lot of numerologists call toxic, but I call challenge. These people just really don't understand you. It's like you speak a different language.
Right.
And what tends to happen is that, especially in the beginning of relationships, you know, you're not going to notice this as much, but as time goes on, there are hurt feelings and misunderstandings, you know, that, they're very common with these challenge numbers. because, you know, it's nobody's fault. You're just different vibrations. You're flowing in different directions. You have different desires and objectives. But if you know this ahead of time, you're forearmed and forewarned, so you can work through these things. And that's why I go about this more as challenge numbers versus just saying, oh, they're toxic, you know, you shouldn't even try it with this person.
Yeah. I think it sounds nicer too, you know, because, yeah, you know, relationships are challenging no matter what, you know, because it's like two people trying to get along on this, in this crazy world. We're on this rock hurtling through space, you know.
Yes.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a little bit about compatibility in numerology, how it works. And I want to do a special offer for everybody, because as we've been saying through this this whole show, how you know, you can get started kind of yourself, but it gets a little hairy. You really need a professional numerologist to look at this, you know. And I do numerology charts. They're available through my page, psychictalk.net/dax. And on the Tarot Guild website, our sister website, tarotguild.org/numerology, tarotguild.org/numerology. And what I do is I – ooh, loud aircraft flying over to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Okay. what I normally offer is one numerology report for $47. And then two numerology reports are $67, and you get free compatibility analysis with that. So what I'm going to do for Valentine's month here, a special offer: if you order one numerology report, you'll get the second one free with free compatibility analysis. And you can order a report. Exactly. So you can order a report for yourself and your significant other, or somebody you're thinking of getting in a relationship with, or you can order one for, you know, yourself and a sibling, yourself and your parents, yourself and a coworker, yourself and your boss, yourself and friends. It doesn't matter the relationship. You can do a compatibility analysis on that. So,
can I ask a weird question? What about you and your dog? What if you wanted to do one with you? Does it work for like animals too? Because I mean, I could see me actually ordering one for my dog. Isn't that crazy? Does that not happen?
This is the thing. This has actually happened. This has actually happened. And
oh, wow.
It's actually true. In fact, when Natalie was doing her pet psychic show, we actually she was off one Sunday, and we I forget actually who I did the show with, one of the other hosts, and we actually went through this numerology and your pet. Now, the problem with it, you know, is that a lot of people do not know the exact date that their pet was born on. However, if you do know, then you're able to figure this out. And you can also look at their name, because, you know, over half of the numbers in the numerology chart come from your birth name. And it's really easy with pets, because they normally have a singular name, you know, Max or Fido or what have you, you know. So, you know,
my dogs actually have a middle initial and a last name.
Yeah, some people do that too. Yeah, some people do that too. Yeah. So actually, you can actually do this. It's a little, there's a little bit more.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit more difficult with pets because, like I said, most people don't know the exact date that their pet was born on. Also, numerology works from the birth certificate name as well as their current name. So the current name is the power name in numerology. But all the other numbers come from the birth certificate name, the very first name that they ever had. And if you adopt a pet, a lot of times you rename the pet and you don't know what the original name was, nor do you know the birth date.
Right.
So it makes it it makes it really, really difficult. You can't do it in most, a lot of cases you can't do it. But if you happen to know that they've always had this name, or if you renamed them, you know what their previous name was, and you know the exact date they were born. Maybe you got them from a litter from a friend or somebody, and they can tell you, yeah, they were, you know, this whole litter was born on this exact date. Then you have the information.
There you go.
Yeah, so you
can at
least do it.
Use the power name. Oh, but it would also be good for like choosing a name too, probably.
Exactly. Absolutely. That is the other side of the coin, is that you can use numerology, and people do this all the time. They're expecting a child, or they're expecting a four-legged furry child. Either way, you know, they'll go to their numerologist and they can run through different name scenarios, and depending on what the energy you want it to be, and that's why it's so important what the birth certificate name is. You know, even humans have this problem. Sometimes they don't know their birth certificate name. They only know the name they go by now. So they can get a lot of the energy, but they can't get the whole story, you see. So that's another thing that clients have come to me for, to name their kids, to name their fur babies, and then also to name their businesses.
Oh, wow.
You want your business to be altruistic, you know, you want it to come out to a 9, you want it to be financially successful, there's 8, there's 4, you know, depending on what you want, creativity and communication, you know, is it a cerebral exercise, you know, what are the circumstances surrounding this business, and you can go through different name scenarios, and we've actually done that. I remember when the Tuesday Show folks, the Power of Three show, Rose and Vivian and Fiona were naming the show, they ran various names through the numerology and took a look at the numbers involved. And that's how they came up with Power of Three. And it's not the Power of Three. And it's not Power of Three with three, the word written out, THREE. It's the numeral three. Because it changes the energy between the written three and the numeral three. And so it is just Power of Three.
Oh, wow.
And they were very adamant about that, that when we did all of our promotions and stuff like that, that when I write that out, when I say the Power of Three show, the is not capitalized, it's lowercase t, and I put Power of Three in parentheses or in quotes.
Right. Oh,
and
wow.
The whole reason,
that is so interesting.
The whole reason for all of that is the numerology involved.
Cool.
Yep. So I'm putting that URL in the chat room for everybody. It's tarotguild.org/numerology. If you want to get that special offer, obviously it's only for you guys who are hearing about this, okay? And you can also get to that page through my page on psychictalk.net. So psychictalk.net/Dax. There's a link to numerology charts. So you just buy one chart, and I'm going to message you, or you can email me, or you can message me on Facebook and tell me that you want the deal from this show where you get two charts for the price of one and compatibility. Tarotguild.org, tarotguild.org/numerology. There you go. Okay, so
awesome.
We have some time. I think we have time to go back to the phone lines here. I did want to mention real quick that if you want to get a private session with Mary, her page is psychictalk.net/Mary. Okay.
Yep. Thanks.
So we have some time. We have some time for some more calls here. And remember, if we don't get to your call, Mary and I will be back tomorrow.
It's like we never left you.
I know. So, you know, come back in 10 years and the whole network has changed and it's just me and Mary Monday through Sunday. Anyway.
That's
funny. Oh, boy. So, area code 201 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Both
How
my
can we
husband
help you
and
today?
I have the same life path number. And we
what number is it?
Some, it's a 9.
Out of curiosity. 9, okay.
Yes. I'm 1/5/1965.
And so what are you experiencing, you said? You were about to say
we
you and your husband.
We both experienced some of the same challenges throughout our life before we met each other. And we're at a crossroad right now. A lot of things have been going on. And you know, I just want to see what you guys see for us the next couple of months to overcoming these challenges. We're trying to move forward.
No, I'm glad. I mean, not awesome that you have challenges, but awesome that you came to us because, you know, we definitely can help out with that. Mary's pulling some cards right now. I can pull some cards too. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about the energy of the numerology going on here. And Jackie, I'm going to put you on hold for a second because I'm getting a lot of background noise and, you know, I can't concentrate. I have trouble with background noise. Mary, I just can't do it. Anyway, but okay. So 9 is it's the number of completion. Like we all live through these 9-year cycles, and the 9th year is the year of completion. But 9 is also thought of as the natural leaders. Okay, and that can work to your advantage when you both are 9s because you're both seen by other people as that energy of the leader. You know, the 9s are the people that walk into the department store, Mary, and they're standing there and everybody's coming up to them asking them for help, assuming that, you know, they're the manager.
They work there.
That they work there. Yeah, exactly. It's also the number we often say they are the old souls, and that's why they're such natural leaders. They tend to be the old souls. Now, the problem that sometimes comes up with 9s is that they either feel totally responsible for their family, especially like their parents, or they got a lot of negativity and grief from their parents, or there's just these issues, this baggage that they're carrying around from their former family. And with both of you being 9, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't both have things from your former family, your original family, so your parents and your siblings, or even a previous relationship. But normally it goes farther back than that. Normally it's from childhood or your teens or your 20s and, you know, different challenges and issues that arose, things that never got taken care of, or they were resolved, but you're still carrying the baggage around. And if there's two of you, you know, you both have life path 9 and you both have these things. When two people come together and they get married, or even if they just, you know, start the relationship, they're starting a new family, you see. And so you're dragging this stuff from the past, you know, from your first family into your new family. And that's generally what comes up, yeah. But let's take a look at the cards here. Mary, what are you getting as far as, the next few months for this?
Well, it's so interesting, you know, because the main card overlooking everything else, right, that's like overlooking everything is the Hermit, which is a 9. I thought that was just so funny that it's talking about them both being 9s, and then I get the 9, the Hermit. You know, what I see with this is really interesting. It's not so much being a predictive reading. It's more like I want to say advice. And what it's saying is we go from the Lover's card in the past into the Hermit in the present energy, overlooking everything. Opposite the Hermit is the Justice card, and then we wind up with the Fool. So all of these major cards surrounding the central card, which is the Page of Pentacles. So a couple things come up with this is like, maybe it's time to get back to basics in the relationship, to go from the Lovers into like Hermit Justice energy. That's like, we're trying to balance, like, you know, who is the decider? Who is going to be the person? Are we, you know, is there a sense of like distance there? Sometimes you can feel distance when the hermit shows up, you know, like somebody's keeping things to themselves or they're withdrawing a little bit. But to me, the big message with this is that Page of Pentacles at the center, getting back to basics and really to you know, maybe it's time to inject, you know, some fresh energy into this relationship, you know. Lover's card going into the Page of Pentacles is really hard not to say, like, write a love letter to each other, you know. Like, I feel like, you know, we need something to get us into that energy of the Fool card. And sometimes, you know, there's this, it feels like, you know, needing a sense of adventure in this relationship. We've been through a lot of stuff. We've been through challenges, you know, she talked about that. And yeah, but, you know, we need to inject that energy of the lovers into this relationship again and hit the reset button a bit. But I think if we do that, I think there's more adventures ahead, you know, and bringing that balance back into mm-hmm. play, that justice card underlying that Page of Pentacles is really saying, like, learn to find the balance again. What are you getting, Dax?
Pretty much the same thing. I drew three cards, one for each of the next three upcoming months. So the first card is for February going into March, halfway through March, and then the second half of March going into the middle of April, and then the third card, the middle of April heading into the middle of May. And the first card I got was the Ace of Wands. And, you know, it's not the Ace of Cups, you know, which is cups is emotions. That would be a romance card. But I feel when any ace comes up, it's a new opportunity. So using that as confirmation and, you know, a twist on the advice you gave, what you were seeing, Mary, is mm-hmm. that over the next month, the next 4 weeks, there is an opportunity to rekindle. And on the wand is fresh new growth on the actual wand in the card.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I that's what I was drawn to. Yes. And then the next card dealing with 4 weeks to 8 weeks from now is the Six of Cups. That's a return in nostalgia. You know, you're able to rekindle the romance and get back into, you know, what's the reason that you got married in the first place, and get back to that. And that will make you and the relationship, you know, much stronger. And you're going to need that, because then, you know, the 8 week to 12 week time frame. So that would be what, the middle of April into the middle of May, I get the Tower card. So the Tower card is sudden, unexpected change, unexpected events, unexpected crises coming up, challenges in your life, things like that. But now it's not unexpected, because we've forearmed you by warning you ahead of time. So if you go through the next 8 weeks, and with that Ace of Wands and that Six of Cups, and get back to where you should be in the relationship, overcome the challenges, get back to the reasons, you know, why you're together, and, you know, the new growth that I saw in the Ace of Wands, and get back to a strong relationship,
yeah.
You know, a real strong foundation, then the two of you can handle anything that comes along. And so be on the lookout for that Tower moment. Something's going to happen somewhere between the end of April through to maybe the middle of May. When that challenge arises, you can tackle the challenge together.
Yeah. It's really interesting because the Tower, you know, and the Fool are both about the unexpected. And it's like if you can turn that energy more towards that Fool and, you know, more embrace the changes as they come, sometimes that
helps.
Does
that help you out, Jackie?
Yes, it does. It does.
Awesome.
Yay.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Good luck with that. You're going to have to call us and let us know what happened over the next few months.
Yeah,
sure will. Okay.
Let us know.
We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Bye, Jackie. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. 714-816-4628. Write that number down, folks. It's good for all of our shows. Remember, Mary and I will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Just go to psychictalk.net/live at showtime and use that number, 714-816-4628, and we'll take your call tomorrow. But we have time, I think, to squeeze in one more call, and then we're going to head out of here. Let's see. Area code 801. Uh-oh, is that Charlotte? Charlotte, is that you?
Yes.
It's Char-Char. Hi, Char-Char. Thanks for calling in.
I love to call in, especially when you started talking about, like, doing the numerology thing for your pets.
Yay. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because so I just, I have this new puppy born on November 28th,
mm-hmm.
2018. His name is Jet, J-E-T.
Nice.
Tell me, Dax, are we going to be compatible?
I don't know, because I have to do your chart, too.
You mean you don't have mine memorized, 425 or 61?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
No, he is so funny. Oh, my gosh. The name fits me. Fits me.
That's so sweet.
You're a six-life path like me, right?
I don't know. You compared me once to the Donald, so I don't.
Is it that no? That was because of the five energy. You and Donald are in the same personal year, but did you say April 21st, 1961?
25th.
Oh, 25th. That's why it's different. Okay. 425, 1961. So you're a one energy. And actually, let me put that
one.
In.
I'm number one.
I'll put that in a different part of the calculator here. Okay, one. And, okay, so your attitude number is a two. And when you're reducing the number, you actually get an 11 before the 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. So you have a master illuminator number, master number for your attitude number. Okay. So you got that 1 energy and that 2 energy. Now, obviously I haven't been able to do the rest of your chart because I don't have your birth name. We don't want to do that on air. And, oh, by the way, do you have the exact date that Jet was born on?
November 28th.
What year?
2008. He's a baby.
Puppy.
He's a puppy.
Yeah,
he's my
little
baby.
Puppy.
Okay. So he's a five. And fives are natural matches with ones. And you're a one.
How cool is that?
You know, that makes sense because he picked me. He's probably not the puppy. He's probably not the puppy I would have picked first, but he was definitely the one that was like, "Hey, lady, you're taking me home," and I was like, "Okay."
Yep.
Come on home. Welcome to Utah.
Let me clarify, his name's Jet, just J-E-T?
Yeah.
Okay. No additional names or numbers or, names?
Like, he's got, like, everybody has to have a super long name to call when they're in trouble. Right.
Yep. You had a middle name and a last name and
his registered name is just Jet, because he's a border collie, and that's what you do if you're going to name your border collie properly. You give them one short name, so when they're, you know.
Okay, so Jet is an 8. J-E-T reduces to 8 in numerology. This is the number of abundance and prosperity. So, you know, oh yeah, this one likes the bling. Studded collars, luxurious bed, even those animal outfits, you know.
He might like him to rip him to shreds. Although, that is so funny you said that, because the last puppy I got, which is his half-sister, I really like this bloodline, but when I put her collar on her the first time, she immediately dropped to the ground. It was like the collar weighed 10,000 pounds, and she could not get her head off the floor. And she literally stayed like that for like 5 minutes. She didn't whimper. She didn't. She was just like, and I snapped his on him, and he was like, he didn't even notice. He was like, okay, yeah, cool. I put some on with some jingles on. I had to borrow one of my other dog's collar for him yesterday. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got some jinglies now. So that's
like
bling. I'm going to have to make him a crystal bling. So it's
there
the proper
you go.
Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you some more stuff. Definitely they like the bling, okay? And they also like to be in charge. Alpha dog. They should be a canine, you know, and border collies, that's what they're protecting the border. You know, they love attention and can be demanding. They're usually high energy and prepared to be led around. And Mary, notice how this, it's almost identical, like true of dogs, true of, you know, for humans, you know, or any pet. And now
border collies
energy...
are human. I'm convinced border collies are human anyway.
Well, mine are smarter than me. I've known that since I got my very first border collie over
as long as you know.
But
oh,
although they're although any pet is like, let's say, a specific breed of dog, for instance, you know, the numerology does affect them. So. Whereas border collies are normally good with children, ones that have the number 8 are not, and that's because they like to be the center of stage. You know, they like to be the center of attention, and so there could be jealousy issues there that you don't want to get involved with. So you have to be aware of that even if it's a very friendly breed, they have an 8 energy, you know.
I'm always super careful with my dogs and kids anyway, because I don't have kids, so but that's good to know. If he has an extreme reaction to children, I'll be like, that's because you're an 8, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to keep you away from the kids.
And by the way, you know, don't be surprised if this is the one that doesn't mind striking a pose for the camera. You know, they want to be the center of attention. And typically, dogs or any pet where their name reduces to an 8, they tend to be the expensive ones, the ones that are expensive to acquire.
That makes a lot of sense.
And, you know, we're going to have to do a whole show on this again, but I did create a whole article on this called Numerology and Your Pets. It shows you how to calculate it. It gives you information on all 9 numbers. And not only that, it also gives you information on the 4 master numbers as well.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. This is so awesome.
So you can reduce their name to a single digit. You can also reduce their birth date if you have it to figure out their life path. And you can read about all of these numbers. And I'm going to pop this, or actually I already did. I popped it in the chat room there. And for those listening in archive, it's psychytalk.net/pets and numbers. psychictalk.net/petsandnumbers to get this article. So we're going to have to do a whole show on this again. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that will be.
I think that would be fun to have a whole show about that. I foster herding dogs, Australian shepherds, and border collies. And, you know, this could help out rescues a lot, too, because we're always, like, having to name the dog. Just like you said, Dax, you don't know what their story is oftentimes when they end up in rescue. And we usually have to, you know, come up with a name so we can take it to the vet, get it fixed up, and all of that stuff. So this would be great to start thinking about it more in these terms of what kind of, maybe what kind of disposition, I guess, we're trying to, mm-hmm. like, encourage.
That's exactly
what
I was going to say. So what you do, real quick, Charlotte, let me get this out. What you do is, you know, so, especially a rescue dog, you know, so they come in and they're going to have a certain disposition, and it might not be a favorable one. So you're going to look at the disposition, you're going to look at the opposite, you know, what are we going to change this into, you know, and then that's how you can come up with the name that reduces to the number that matches the disposition you're looking for. And then you start using the new name and you get them used to it, and you just use it and use it and use it and use it, and it'll start to sink in, and then their disposition will change. It's like magic.
Yeah. Wow. I've never thought about their, see, because I have a little rescue border terrier who, when I got her, her name was Lola. And I was just like, and there's a whole story that goes along with her, but I was like, the name Grace hits her so much better just because she did not have a happy life before she came to me. And
yeah.
I was like, this dog needs to be, you know, just a reminder that she deserves to live a life of grace from
yeah,
this point
a
out.
New, a new
and,
leash on life.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I didn't know her well enough, you know, before she was Lola to really know. But that's cool. But the other thing, since this is a psychic show, Mary, have you ever considered asking your rescues what their name is?
You know, no.
And because they will frequently pick their own name. It won't necessarily be their name that the humans gave them. It will be their own name. And I have had the most bizarre random animals just tell me their name, and I'll be like, what? I
That's
mean, and
amazing.
It's cool. And this is going to sound cray cray, but I had a lamb, and this was before I was real. I mean, I knew about animal communication. I was not practicing that. I wasn't trying to practice. She told me her name was Elizabeth, and I'm like, I was like, my name's Elizabeth. I was like, all right.
that's so cool.
For me, I try not to think about it because, you know, my sheep are not pets. They're livestock. But I was like, okay. But that was my first one when I went, because I wasn't going, what should I name you? What should I name you? She just popped into my head. She's like, my name is Elizabeth. And I'm like, okay, done and done. And that's happened
Charlotte.
Quite a few times over the years.
So
yes.
Charlotte, let me tell you what happened with Lola and becoming Grace, okay? So Lola reduces to a 4, and that's the number of structure. So these pets and animals with that energy, they only do well with very structured environments, and there's a lot about routine and rules and boundaries and things like that. But when you change the name to Grace, it changes it to the 7 energy. And, you know, 7 is the highest spiritual number in numerology. It's the number of intelligence and curiosity. So you completely altered her disposition, switching her name to Grace. And that's what happened.
Wow. That makes me so happy, because that little breed is, you know, I live on a little farm, and that's what those dogs were bred for, was to be like rat catchers and stuff on farms and whatnot. I brought her into the environment that she was born, that they had been bred to live in. And she told Natalie, that she was very, very happy and just, you know, so happy that she got to come to live here. And you know, of course, you know, by then I'm bawling. I'm like, I'm so happy because, you know.
Oh, that's a great story. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you for rescuing and helping out. There's so many dogs that, and cats, all kinds of animals that really, you know, need more people like you out there that will give them a second chance.
Yeah, and not all my dogs are rescues, but I'm about half and half. So
that's good. You know, it's like we need all the adopters and fosters and everything. All the, it takes a village. It takes a global village.
Yep.
Thanks for that, Charlotte.
This turned out way cooler than I thought it was going to. That's awesome. Well, no, thank you.
See? Thanks for the question and everything, because it brought out a whole aspect that, you know, we didn't even know we were going to get into. And I was able to remember that article I did on pets and numbers and get that out to everybody, too. So thanks a lot, Charlotte.
It still ties into the love thing too, right?
It still does.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's all love.
Okay, Charlotte. We gotta get going. We're at the end of the show here.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks you guys.
Charlotte.
Have a good day. Bye bye.
All righty. Well, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time. You know, of course we'll be back tomorrow. But I wanted to throw something out here. You know, this whole thing gave me an idea, Mary, that, you know, I'm giving that special offer right now. If you go out to my page, tarotguild.org/numerology, or if you're on my page on psychictalk.net/Dax, there's a link to that numerology page on the Tarot Guild website, tarotguild.org/numerology. And you can order one report, and I'm going to give you two for the price of one. And compatibility. Now, whether you want your own chart or you don't want your own chart or what have you, you know, if you want information about your pet, if you want me to look at the situation, look at the compatibility, if you know obviously the name of your pet, if the name changed, if you know the previous name, and it's not absolutely necessary to have the life path, but you know, if you do have their actual exact birth date, you know, if you go over and order a numerology chart, I'll be glad to tell you about your pets as well. How about that?
Awesome. Possum. Get it?
Yay.
Awesome.
Possum. Oh boy. So here we are at the end of the show. I apologize if we didn't get to your call today, but remember, Mary and I will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be asking you, so how are those New Year's resolutions working out for you?
Yep.
Yeah. Call in and tell us what your resolution was, how you're doing with it. You know, did it crash and burn, or are you still making it through? Have you lost the weight? Have you quit smoking? Have you gained confidence? Whatever it is, you know, started that project, started writing the book, you know, the new business, you know, what is your goals for 2019? Maybe we can help you out a little bit with that too. And we can even pull some cards and see how things are going. And so join us at psychictalk.net/live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And write down or put in your phone that number, 714-816-4628. It's also on that live page I just gave out. So you can always grab it there and join us tomorrow. Right, Mary?
Yes. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Awesome. So thanks for being on and filling in for Rosemary.
Oh, thanks for having me. This was fun. And again, you know, sending lots of healing vibes and positive energy to Dr. Rose. Hope she gets the feeling better.
And remember, Rose will be back Friday March 1st. So write that on your calendar. We're taking next Friday off, and we're going to be back the first Friday in March, which happens to be March 1st. And we're going to have a brand new co-host, Kathy Shogren. Remember, you can hear her on this Sunday when she gets interviewed on Angelic Realms with Maria G. Moss and Sharona Rapsik. And you can learn all about her on that show, and then join us 2 weeks later for her first appearance as a co-host here on the Friday show with Dr. Rose and I. And Dr. Rose will be back by then, you know, God willing, and fingers crossed here. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah. And Charlotte was just on. She wants to join us as a staff co-host too in the near future. I know she's doing renovations, I think, on her house and some things. So it might be, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or maybe a little longer, but we're going to get Char on here as a staff co-host as well. You know, maybe a little bit after we get Kathy on, get her feet wet for a couple of weeks, and then get Charlotte on here. It's going to be a party on Fridays. Wow. Alrighty, and thanks to all our listeners and all our callers, and thanks again, Mary.
Yes. Thank you, Dax. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, Dax.
Bye-bye.